Tony, how much has it been an effort on your part and the whole offense to avoid the sacks? There were a lot of them in the earlier games, none this past game.
Yeah, it was something that was a point of emphasis from the week prior. Try to just get the ball out of my hands, use my legs, run, just make decisions a little bit quicker, and offensive line did a great job.
I mean, it sounds obvious, but it's obviously not. You know, get the ball out of my hands or just run. You know, I mean, well, what goes into all this to, you know, you don't want to give up on a play, you also don't want to get sacked.
Yeah, it's always a give and take. You want to have zero sacks, but, you know, realistically in the game, it's not always going to happen each week in and week out. But it's just up to me just to make good decisions and try to help out the offense to not have any negatives.
How much does it help the offense when it's not second and 15, when you're on a certain schedule, even if it's not a big completion, to not take those sacks and not be behind the sticks?
Yeah, I don't think that would be good in any offense, no matter who's back there with anybody. I mean, you're just avoiding the negative plays as a quarterback would just help keep the offense and the team on track.
How much are you enjoying the local attention and the national attention that your story is bringing?
It's good. I mean, I appreciate the support from everybody. Obviously, being from a small town, you know, it's a lot going on in such a small area, but I appreciate everybody.
To follow up on that, the idea you're close to your family, the Cutlets, Don Bosco, right? What does it feel like when a lot of people feel like right now you're the embodiment of all New Jersey Italians?
I'm just trying to continue to be me. I'm going to let my personality show. That's it.
But what ways do you think you have improved since in these six games that you've been playing and four games as a starter?
In a lot. I mean, there's been a lot of situations that I haven't been in before. I think that was my first two-minute situation at the end of last game. It's really all situational, but taking care of the ball, that's been a big thing. Right now, avoiding the sacks, trying to have those minimized, and just keeping the team staying ahead of the chance.
I mean, I know he's on IR, but has Daniel been a sounding board for you during this?
He has, yeah. Yeah, when he's around, when he's done doing his rehab, and he's either in here or in the quarterback room, you know, I'm always picking his brain, just having a conversation.
The cheerleader as well? I mean, is he kind of guy, you know, when you see him excited for your success?
Oh, of course. He's probably always the first text in my phone right after the game ends. And then usually see him in here the next morning because then they're getting treatment. So we're always talking. He's always the first one.
What's his advice about handling all the attention? Because obviously being the starting quarterback of an NFL team is sort of like probably like a next level of attention and, you know, eyes on you.
Yeah, it's just staying composed throughout the whole thing, you know. It's kind of the same deal it's always been in college and everything else. When everything's going good, everybody loves you. And, you know, when you don't win, everything's, people don't like you, right? It's always somebody's talking this and that about you. So just ain't even keel through it all.
You feel like you're kind of been seasoned in that regard? Like, it seems like, you know, you feel like you've kind of been through that.
Oh, yeah. I've dealt with the New York crowd before. Playing in Syracuse, I've dealt with it before, so I know how it goes.
What does a New York crowd mean?
Oh, they could love you or they could be the complete opposite, you know, quick, depending on how certain things are going. I know how it is. People are tough, but they expect the best, so we're going to try to give them.
Could you imagine this happening anywhere else, like another city or another team?
This seems
your situation seems pretty unique to the New York, New Jersey area.
I think it's only unique because I'm from the area,
that's
right?
What I mean, But if you were doing these performances for the Bears or the Titans or something like that, it probably wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Not sure.
New York is a lot bigger stage, I guess.
I would hope so, but I'm sure all the extra antics of it just being in the area certainly helps.
Have you let your mind go to, you know, what possibilities could be here for you long term as far as, you know, maybe being the regular starter here beyond the season?
No, I'm just trying to take it one game at a time. I don't make any of those decisions. My job is just to go out and help the team try to win a football game.
Tony, how much early on did you try to get to know your teammates in here, including some of the defensive players? I've talked to teammates who've mentioned that it was almost like you wanted to be part of their group as well.
Yeah, always. I mean, it's a team game, right? It's not just the offense. It's not just quarterbacks and receivers, quarterbacks, running backs. Like, you got to... I'm a very, I think, personable person, and I don't know. I like to vibe with everybody.
That being said, how much has Saquon, he's always been in your corner, but how much has his respect for you carried?
A lot. That's my thing. Kind of early on, I try to just earn respect from everybody. throughout my work ethic and everything, whether it's in the weight room, on the field, film, whatever it is, just trying to earn that respect, and especially from a guy like him, was something I wanted to try to do early on.
When do you think you did it? Like, when do you think you earned, like, you know, a lot of the veterans' respect?
I don't know. Might be a question for them. Maybe after preseason, after I played a little bit, or maybe after I played in a real game. I'm not sure. Might still be going. Some people I might not have yet. I'm still trying to. Can't impress everybody, but we try.
Tommy, I did a story in August, not about me, but just for context, about your family at the airport. They were flying back from the Detroit preseason game. They were so fired up for you playing, you know, the role that you did that day. After Tyrod exited the game, what has your family meant to you during this journey as you're now at a different point, obviously, in your career?
Everything. They've given me everything leading up to this point to help get me into this position. And while I'm in this position, I am living at home, as you all know. So they're helping me with everything external so I only have to focus on football because there's a lot of externals going on right now.
Dad trained you when you were young, correct?
Yep.
How has he told you recently how proud he is?
Yeah, he does all the time. He's a proud dad, rightfully so. But I just continue just to try to give back to them always.
Has anything surprised you about how much attention they're getting and how much the story outside of you has evolved?
Honestly, no. I know how it is in the area, especially when things took off, especially with the whole Italian stuff. Social media is a crazy place. Things can catch fire real quick, so it took off and we can try to keep going.
What about the season itself in the plane too? What's surprised you about the process, or has anything surprised you about the process?
No, I wouldn't say anything really surprised me to this point. I'm just playing football. That's it.
How much are you thinking about the playoff race, and what do you think of the chances now that you're kind of back in it as a team?
I'm not thinking about anything but this week with the Saints. That's it.
What do you see from the Saints when you look at this team, this matchup?
Yeah, they're a good team. Obviously, they have a lot of guys on that defense, someone I've kind of looked up to in the past, the Honey Badger. He's on that defense. That'll be my first time playing against him. It's kind of a cool deal when I went through, you know, scouting report and saw his name on there. Someone I've always watched when I was younger, so that'll just be a little cool person to play against out there.
Are you expecting, you showed a run more heavy game, kind of the impact of the defense taking advantage of that this weekend, perhaps?
I don't know. We'll see how they play. Like last week, that wasn't really the whole game plan, kind of just evolved into that, depending on how the defense plays.
I know you're on the other side, but how big is it that your defense is creating turnovers at the pace that they are?
Oh, it's huge. It gives the offense a tremendous advantage, the team a whole advantage. Offensively, we need to capitalize more off of them, get some more points out of it. But they did a tremendous job, whether that's if their offense gets good field position, holding them to 3-0, and then just giving us good field position, whatever it is, it's all very beneficial for our team.
Tommy, are you nervous before games? Like, do you have a way to calm yourself if necessary?
No. That'll be, yeah, just football game and playing since I was 5. Kind of just treat everything like practice.
I mean, one of the most common questions you're getting in New Jersey is, did Rutgers recruit you?
A little bit, yeah. Not heavy, though.
Are you surprised by that at the time?
Okay. At the time, I don't know. I'm not going to comment on it. But, no, I was not heavily recruited by Rutgers.
How much have you seen the offensive line improve, like last week and maybe the week before? They got the game ball, obviously, but you know, what did you see from them as far as improvement?
They've improved a ton week in and week out for the past couple weeks. They've been meeting so much and all the walkthroughs and everything. They've taken such attention to detail with everything, and you know, I appreciate everything they're doing, right? I mean, I try to make last week, not this past weekend, but the week before that, I made their jobs a little harder with some of the sacks. Could have helped out with some of them, so this week really honed in on it, and we just tried to get that number down as low as possible. I'm going to continue to try to do that moving forward.